Mike Adams. Mike Adams came off the ball, drove him into the end zone, and then he drove him onto his back, and then he pile drove him into the ground like a drill.
Hello and welcome to Steelers by Position pre-free agency. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Prasuta of the DBE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Today we're talking about offensive tackles, kind of a core group of guys here, and the thing about them, Guy Wimper being the only free agent among them, but guys, these are very young guys, and I think we can take a look at their ages, what they'll be at the start of next season. Marcus Gilbert will only be 26, Calvin Beecham 25, Mike Adams 24, and just taking a look at the experience of the starts, kind of putting this group into perspective. And Mike, kind of the perfect chance for a young group of guys who need some molding, some help along the way, and Mike Munchak being the guy who's here to help out.
Yeah, I think what we saw last year was the guys who we thought would be the top three players at the position emerge as the top three players at the position, but not necessarily where we thought they'd be. I love the Munchak hire. I think Mike Tomlin said in the release issued by the team he's excited about it and that Munchak's record speaks for itself. It does, but I'm going to speak to it some anyway. Anytime you can bring in not only an ex-head coach in the NFL, but a Hall of Fame player to work with these young players that you just referenced, that is a win-win. I think the Steelers are a lot better off with Mike Munchak on the staff than they were at the end of the regular season.
And the style that Mike Munchak can coach, you know, the zone blocking, the outside scheme, a lot of that stuff that we expected to see this season before Maurkice Pouncey got hurt. Mike Munchak's units with the Houston Oilers and the Tennessee Titans were both famous for that. And Mike Munchak sent some offensive linemen to the Pro Bowl when he was coaching that unit with the Titans. So, you know, he's got some clay to play with, and let's see what he can mold out of it.
All right, let's start at left tackle. Of course, we are going to start with Mike Adams. The first four games of the season, even the preseason, not his best performance, leading Mike Tomlin to decide to bench him. He was actually inactive against the Jets guys, and kind of just, you know, you had hope for him going into the offseason, second year in the league, and things just did not work out.
This was the low point against Minnesota in London, and after this game, the Steelers decided they had to do something about what was going on at left tackle. But Mike Adams responded about as well, I think, as you can. They found a way to keep him incorporated in the offense with the 76ers eligible extra tight end stuff. And he made some contributions. There you see him getting it done against Buffalo. And I think Mike Adams is a guy who still may be heard from. Labs, it looks like Kelvin Beecham's really starting to get a grip on that left tackle spot, but the right tackle spot, maybe that's open to interpretation, particularly when you consider the significance of right tackle on the outside zone scheme that you referenced. You got to get great play from that guy on the backside to get the big plays. And I'm very curious to see how this plays out on the other side of Kelvin Beecham.
Yeah, Mike Adams and Mike Munchak, I mean, that's the key pairing to me. Mike Munchak, I won't say it's his primary job, obviously, but one of, I think, the first things he's really going to want to try to do is get the potential out of Mike Adams. We saw from the chart that he's only 24 years old. I mean, this guy is, he looks, he passes the eye test, as the scouts like to say. He looks the part. He's not a big flabby guy. He can move a little bit. I think he needs to be taught some techniques and learn about how to be a professional. And yeah, I would be pretty excited for the next couple of years of Mike Adams's career.
All right, let's move on to Calvin Beecham. At the start of the offseason, I had a chance to sit down with him, talked a lot, guys, about playing left tackle, and said, is that your position at the start next year? And he wouldn't go that far, but he told us exactly how much he loved it. So we want to show you a quote. I enjoy the pressure. I enjoy being on the island, it all being left up to me sometimes. I enjoy protecting Ben's blind side. I enjoy the scrutiny that comes with it because I don't care what anybody has to say. This is my job to protect him, and I take that to heart. Now let's go to what Mike Tomlin said at the end of the season, kind of putting a little pressure on Beach to keep working and letting him know, hey, I'm going to be on you. He said Beach did a very good job of representing what he's capable of, but I'll expect him to continue to improve. I will not allow him to have an opportunity to exhale or seek comfort in regards to that. So kind of what do you guys think, Mike? Beach the guy that's going to be starting at left tackle when training camp opens?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a profound set of circumstances to get him off of that position. And One of the things that's really impressed me about him is he has studied this position, and he's sought out the advice and counsel of people who used to play the position before Marvell Smith was in town for an. Oh, no, I take that back. When the Steelers were in Oakland, their paths crossed with Marvell Smith, some sort of function that Smith was attending as an ex-player. And Kelvin Beachum basically went up and introduced himself and said, hey, what can you tell me about playing left tackle? He is not shy about getting anything from anyone. I think it's a great attitude. And if it's helped him get this far, keep doing it, because he looks like a guy, what's the saying around here? The arrow's pointing up.
You know, the one thing I can say about Kelvin Beachum's future at that position is, you know, in this practice facility, the Steelers have little photo displays honoring the past and the present of different units on a football team. Now the offensive line, the five starters, the five pictures that are there, Kelvin Beachum is at left tackle.
All right, let's talk quickly about Marcus Gilbert. He was the only O lineman to start in all 16 regular season games. Mike, does it seem like that is his position, the right tackle, or like you were kind of alluding to earlier, might have some competition?
Yeah, I think it depends on how much they want to get back to the outside zone. It's at least my opinion that that's going to be something they want to get back to. We'll see to what degree. But for it to really work, the right tackle's got to seal the backside, and I think they can get better out of right tackle than what they got from Marcus Gilbert, either from Marcus Gilbert or maybe Mike Adams. But they're going to need to get better than what they got this year.
All right, in labs, let's talk quickly about Guy Wimper, the free agent of among the list of the tackles that we showed you at the beginning of this. Kind of the guy in training camp we thought just maybe a training camp body, but he proved himself to kind of be Mr. Flexible and plug in holes where needed. He played at right tackle, left guard, and right guard this season.
Yeah, and he acquitted himself well at all of those positions. You know, the Guy Wimper signing last offseason was poo-pooed, but every time the Steelers needed to turn to him, either to start a game or within a game to play any of those positions you mentioned, as I said, he did not hurt the team.
Okay, and Levi Brown, not a free agent, but what's kind of his deal?
Yeah, Levi Brown, when he came in the trade, the Steelers got the Cardinals to rework last year's portion of the deal so that it was just, they just had to pay him the veteran minimum. But Levi Brown is under contract for the next three seasons at the original numbers of that Cardinals contract. I fully expect him to be a cap casualty when March 11th comes around.
All right, that's offensive tackles. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.